attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt, and so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard Gear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Ahead of next week's shows, we have a lady by the name of Sheila Matthews coming on to talk about how mental health legislation will affect parents' rights. She'll give us some Sandy Hook updates. We'll talk about Able Child and psych drugs and kids' issues in general with her coming up next week. We also have Joyce Riley coming on the program to talk a little bit about what she's been up to. Joyce Riley, of course, the Power Hour. And we'll talk with her about a cornucopia of different topics. Tonight we have John, the Caribbean critic, who's going to continue our geopolitical analysis of the situation in Gaza and beyond. And we'll bring him to you for the duration of the show tonight, along with your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
That's 800-313-9443. John, how the hell are you? What's going on? Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show.
Good evening, Bob, and how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. Anyways, let's get into the topics. Gaza. Let's talk a little bit about Gaza. Yeah, that's the place being bombed in Israel. We had a gentleman on our show. All right, I gotta stop. I was listening to some cheesy radio today, John. Really cheesy radio, and they do that stupid fake voice.
Well,
I hate it. Can't they just use a real voice? I mean, my voice is annoying. I sound like a nasally Jew. I have this awful voice, but yet I'm authentic. At least I think I am.
Well, maybe real.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing worse than that fake radio. Welcome to the show. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
I thought you were going to say the Hippopotamus Tuscan Show.
It might as well be, right? Jeez. John, Max Egan. You know Max Egan?
Yep. Okay. The Australian geezer.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he would accept that description. Great guy, long time activist. He's been doing this for a long time. We had him on the show last week, and he's been writing me some really great stuff, and I want to share with you some of what he's been writing to me, and I want to get your take on it. Okay?
Yeah, hit me with it, Bob.
All right, here he goes. There simply are no words to describe the unprecedented slaughter and level of brutality being aimed at 1.8 million people besieged in Palestine, refugees by the Zionist terrorists of Israel in this 2014 ethnic cleansing of the Gaza Strip. What we are seeing is an unprecedented bloodbath, the brutal and sadistic murder of people, all civilian, mostly women and children, and all innocent of any crime. And these people are not just being killed. These innocents are being brutally slaughtered and hideously wounded using experimental weapons that maim horribly. These are the words of someone who cares. These are the wounds of nightmares. Wounds that doctors have never seen before. Banned chemical and new experimental weapons, the use of each consisting and constituting a war crime. Each one of these weapons are being used on children, and each are designed to inflict maximum pain and suffering. These exotic weapons are being wielded by a sadistic army of what can only be psychopaths, and who seem bent on killing as many of Palestinians as they possibly can, and in as brutal and hideous a manner as they are able to. And it's happening while the entire world watches, or doesn't watch for that matter. There simply are no words. Make no mistakes, folks. This is terrorism. Israel and its terrorist government must be condemned and held for war crimes for its ethnic cleansing of the Gaza Strip, as must any government that is in support of this genocide, or any people for that matter. The use of banned chemical and experimental weaponry continues. The weapons being used in the current Israeli incursion into the Gaza Strip easily confirms that the battle plan of the Netanyahu government towards the civilians in Gaza is genocide, pure and simple. Israel wants no survivors from this one. It wants no witnesses to its crime. Each weapon used in this slaughter is designed to kill maximum damage, maximum brutality, and maximum pain and suffering. What Israel is doing right now is truly the most hideous of war crimes, and it goes on and on and on. This is war crimes, ladies and gentlemen. He has a lot more to say, but I will save it for a little bit later, and I'll get your impression on what you've heard thus far.
Well, if you heard me earlier today on another broadcast, you would understand. I said, for example, that I am way beyond angry with the IDF. Everyone in Israel is bound to serve a minimum term, except for a very few exceptions, the really religious and what have you. They all have to serve in the IDF. And in my opinion, they are all war criminals. This has been going on for 70 damn years. And it has to stop. And what I proposed, and I'll propose it again this evening, is that the UN put together a United Nations coalition force and smash the IDF into the ground. Smash it completely. Ignoring the veto that will come from America and Britain, just put that UN force into Israel and take them down. The IDF, smash all their equipment, make it so that it's impossible for them to make war ever again. It's the only way. These people are just, I mean, they're insane. The insanity has gone on long enough. That's my feeling. And then, I would propose that in any event, that the veto be removed from any nation in the Security Council. Make the veto obsolete so that no nation can stand up and claim that this is in their vital interest, because nothing ever is in their vital interest. So,
15 dead as Israeli fire hits a UN school in Gaza. That's making the news.
Yeah, 15 dead and 40 injured. the oldest of which was 17, the youngest of which was only 3 months old.
Yeah, 3 months old. Wow.
And it's a UN facility. It's a,
yeah, I know. I know.
Why isn't the UN standing up
Israel,
to these?
Well, why didn't the United States stand up to Israel when they shot the USS Liberty?
Correct.
You know, it's a question that needs to be asked. 800-313-9443. Join us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. John, the Caribbean critic, will be riding with us for the duration. He'll probably take over in a little bit here. 800-313-9443, the number to join us. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, John, we'll continue to hit this hard and beat the alarm, if you will. Beat the drums. Don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. These evangelical Christians that support Zionism, they need to get a rude awakening. These are the same people that say, Satan, Satan is the issue. Well, I got news for you. This evil violates all of their religious teachings. This evil violates all of the teachings of Judaism, for that matter. Yeah, we can get into the Kabbalistic teachings and some of the more dark natures of both of these religions. Remember, the Christian religion and Islam alike all follow the Old Testament, which has crazy, nasty, barbaric rituals in it. But nonetheless, it's just so apparent to anybody watching that this has nothing to do with religion. This has everything to do with control. This has everything to do with
the Leviathan gas field just off Gaza coast.
The Leviathan gas field. Mm. So how much of this is about gas, in your opinion?
It's all about gas. It's all about controlling that huge oil and gas field which sits between Gaza and all the way up to Syria. That's one huge field of gas and oil. Cyprus has a claim to it. Lebanon has a claim to it. Gaza has a claim to it. Israel has a claim to it. But Israel wants it all for themselves. But, I mean, today I learned, early this morning, the guy that we have had on this show several times, Imad, he's been sending us pictures and giving us information as to what's been happening in Gaza. I don't know whether that contributed to it, but his house was blown to pieces, turned into rubble by an Israeli rocket fire. When he returned from prayers, luckily his wife, his children, his five children and himself, they were at prayers when the rocket hit, but when they returned, they were homeless. Everything they owned, everything they had was gone. And the neighbors actually took them in. However, he learned from the neighbors that the tap on the roof that the Israelis seem to be fond of doing to tell the Palestinians, get out, because we're going to hit you. It happened on his neighbor's roof. And presumably, they thought that his neighbors would get out of the house and go round to Imad's house. And they would have killed both families in that case. But of course, nobody was in. So that was more luck than judgment, to be honest. More luck than judgment. How evil can these bastards get? We have Larson on the line. Bob, do we want to bring Larson in from Morocco? Can we bring him in? Hey, Larson, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hear you now. Welcome, Larson.
How are you doing, Bob? Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi.
So I think, I'm deeply troubled by what's going on in Gaza. That's really outrageous. I mean, you see the double standard in the media. I mean, children are being killed every day, and there's a big massacre, genocide on the Palestinian people. And I don't know what's going on. And I agree with you, John, that I think we should smash this Jewish organization into the ground. Maybe I would also suggest that we should impose a no-fly zone and maybe launch a ground invasion to stop these monsters, because they really don't care. And I feel also sorry for the U.S. government.
Larson, let me ask you a question, because something compelled me based on what you've said thus far. You mentioned that there's a media blackout, or at least a heavy bias in the media to support the Zionist agenda here. You're in Morocco. Is that a commentary on your media, or is that a commentary of our media here in the West, or do the two emulate one another?
Yeah, here, because Morocco is an Arabic-speaking country, maybe predominantly Muslim. We have a tendency to portray that the Palestinians in a positive light, and they talk about their plight and their suffering, but they don't really show a very clear picture. I mean, they don't talk a lot. They doesn't receive a lot of positive media coverage. We have the same problem, but I know in the U.S. it is worse. But anyway, the way they
that's interesting.
Here,
Yeah, that's exactly. Interesting. John, they have a grip on the media worldwide, it seems. Propaganda is being...
It is. I mean, the coverage from the media, particularly in the West, is just atrocious.
Yeah, but we're not the only ones, it seems, based on what he's telling us. If the Arabic world is being presented this in a skewed fashion, then, geez, who else is? Hey, thank you for the call, Larson. I want to move on to Kerry now. Hello, Kerry.
Hello, Bob. It's very interesting, the call from Morocco, who's claiming the Arabs are even censoring the news. I find that
I know.
Amazing.
Well, we know Al Jazeera, for instance, Kerry. We know Al Jazeera is controlled opposition. As much as they might offer interesting insights, we saw this to the fullest extent during the Arab Spring and their coverage. It was skewed. We know that the BBC has their hands in Al Jazeera and others. And what is it? Al Gore's channel got sold to Al Jazeera USA, or they changed it to Al Jazeera America?
Really? I had no idea. I mean, I don't listen to Al Jazeera.
He sold his, he sold what was called, oh geez, what was Al Gore's little station called? Wing TV or Press TV or something? I don't remember. Not Press TV. That's Iran's, but he had a news station, and he sold it to Al Jazeera, and they rebranded it to Al Jazeera America. So you got to believe that even though some of these sources might seem to be unbiased, they're just as biased.
Wow, Bob. My call was...
we can confirm that the BBC actually started Al Jazeera. They were the
initiators. I thought so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I learned from you guys. It's every day is a day, and I'm becoming more awake and more aware of the demons around me. And this is my point of calling. Israel seems to be demonic, if not satanic, state. They've never functioned as a true nation to get along with other nations, the old diatribe that we were taught in school, that they were founded by terrorists. We know this, from what I've read, it is a terrorist state, but it's more than that. I think there are demons here, and I don't want to go overboard, but this, what they're doing now to Palestine, to Gaza, is horrific. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around it.
Another piece of the puzzle that maybe you should consider? Shimon Peres and the Pope met in the Vatican.
And when we come back, we're going to tell you what happened when they met in the Vatican, Shimon Peres, the President of Israel, and Pope. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the Bob Tuscan Show,
800-313-9443. The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. I'm your host now, the Caribbean critic from the lovely island of Barbados. Your call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Call in, make your views known, ask your questions. Let's discuss the situations. Before the break, we were talking about a visit to the Vatican by Shimon Peres and Mahmoud Abbas. And they had an audience with Pope Francis. We don't know a lot of what was discussed, but there is a plan to hand certain parts of Jerusalem over to the Vatican to put it under Vatican control. This is the sort of deal that we never get to know what the real deal is. It's done behind closed doors. No information is ever given. And we are just presented with a fait accompli at the end of the day, without being asked any questions. You know, do you approve of it? Do the Catholics approve of it? Do the Jewish people approve of it? Well, apparently the Jewish people don't, but neither do the Palestinians. I mean, Jerusalem is supposedly an international city to give part to the Palestinians and Islam, part to the Jewish people and Judaism, and part to the Christians and their Christianity, so that all three monotheistic religions have a place in the so-called Holy Land. As many people probably know, I am an atheist, and I don't believe in any of these religions, because it seems to me that these religions cause nothing but disaster in the world. So moving on from that, let's have a look what's really happening in Gaza. We know that a UN school was bombed, 16 dead and 40 injured. We don't know whether any of the UN teachers in that school, or the sponsored UN-sponsored teachers, were injured or killed. But what we do know is that after this final incident, we now can take it as read that since the children that were playing on the beach were targeted by the Israeli Navy, the orphanage was targeted by the Israeli IDF, and now this school, it's clear that Israel is following the path of destruction of the children. They're targeting the children, and to me that is the most despicable act of any military or government, bearing in mind the occupiers of a nation. And Israel was put to this very proposal by the articles of the Geneva Conventions, that the Israelis should scrupulously attend to the safety of the civilians under their control, which means an occupation. It's clear they're not. It's clear that daily they are committing crimes against the people of Palestine. It's clear that we're having great difficulty in the West with our media, controlled again by these same people. The coverage of this conflict, because it isn't a war, it's a conflict. Yeah, the Palestinians have no army, they don't have an air force, they don't have a navy, they have a few irregular fighters defending their little plot of land, which is not much bigger than Manhattan, and they are ringed by heavy artillery. They are overhead, they are being bombed by a huge air force, probably the fourth largest air force on the planet. And we see the results, and yet we get people on the TV, in the Congress, in the parliaments, supporting this absolutely disgraceful genocide of a whole people trapped in an open-air prison. And it's seemingly, they say, we are not going to stop. We are going to continue with this bombardment. It's just horrendous. As I told another gentleman on another broadcasting network, I am beyond angry. I am way, way, way beyond angry with the IDF. I am way beyond angry with Netanyahu and his monstrous cronies. These Zionist chimpanzees are running around just destroying everything that they see. It's so sad. And it's not necessary. It's unnecessary completely. But of course, to show the Israel, I mean, this has got to be a show of force by, let's call him by his real name, Milakowski, Netanyahu. This is to demonstrate to his own Israeli people that we are going to be tough with these Palestinians. We are going to keep hammering away. And I just can't believe that the Western press is so complicit. And I say that with sincerity. They are complicit in this slaughter of the people of Palestine. They are complicit in this murder. It's unbelievable. I can't express in words which would be acceptable in a radio environment, because I would love to be able to just unload to express my anger and what have you against these people. Oh, let's get away from that because it's depressing me. Your call in number 800-313-9443. And we're going to get into the situation in Ukraine now. Oh, before we do, change the subject, let's bring Tyler from Tennessee into the call. Tyler, are you there?
Yes, John. How are you doing?
I am so angry, I can hardly contain myself.
No, I don't doubt that a bit. You know, you call it for a conflict. It's a slaughter. That's what's going on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Palestinian blood is on the Americans' hands, too. I mean, this isn't just Israel doing this. Everything they have, we have paid for. And just by our criminal government, you know, stealing our money and giving it to them. But, it's the whole Zionist plan. And how is it that they can orchestrate these plans so well and do it so good, and people don't see what's going on? They just blindly go about their day. Well, they're, you know, I've watched the news. There's nothing. There ain't nothing on it. You know, they talk about what that the Israelis are. Oh, the sirens are going off, and they have to go sit in their house for a while. Well, the Palestinians have their house blown up. It's ridiculous. And who is going to step in and do something about this? Because Vatican stuff is coming.
We're coming to a break now, Tyler. Stay on the line. We'll come back to you after the break.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
HippoPotamus.com.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. Your call-in number is 800-313-9443. We have Tyler on the line. Are you there, Tyler?
Yes, sir. I just want to say, it's just absolutely sickening to me for a people that claim they were persecuted against, and the, you know, 6 million of them got murdered and all this good stuff, that they can go ahead and use that, which is BS, to justify going and annihilating unarmed people.
Well, let's be clear. I mean, the people in charge of Israel now, none of them were born during that period. They're all post-World War II. They're all young men. I mean, they didn't experience the Holocaust hoax, because most of it is lies. Yeah, we admit that the Jews were treated brutally, but the 6 million story is ridiculous.
What caused the persecution of them is they sold out the country that was harboring them to begin with.
People
learn their history.
This is happening to America now. How many of your dual citizen Israelis are in the government? So guess what? Your banking system, your media system, they're all controlled by the same people. Yeah. We know that.
And everybody's sitting here with their microwaves and their flat screen TVs and their football and everything, just being totally oblivious to anything else that goes on in the world. Because it doesn't affect them directly or anything like that, but soon, it's going to come.
Well, it does affect them directly. I mean, the much famed freedom that Americans used to enjoy is now much curtailed. It is, but they're living in a little bubble, and I'm afraid they're due for a rude awakening.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that, John, and I really appreciate you giving us the information that you've contributed. even though it's a terrible, it is an absolutely vicious, terrible thing to have to recognize and report on and everything like that. But you at least have enough balls to tell the people what's really going on with it. Nobody else is saying anything, John.
I've tried to mention a solution tonight. Just ignore the American veto. Get people in the UN to put together a coalition force and smash the IDF. Literally smash. And I don't mean the people, I mean smash the equipment, smash the military. I mean, it's the actual supply of arms and weaponry to Israel is even against your own laws. The Symington Amendment. As soon as the Israelis admitted they have nuclear weapons, which they did when they admitted that they had Tomahawk missiles with nuclear warheads. In their submarines. Then it makes it illegal for America to continue to supply these people with money and equipment.
Well, it's a thing. How many American soldiers that come out of small towns and everything that have died for just political gain of some Zionist out there that doesn't give about anything?
Anyway, Tyler, I have another guest on.
Yes,
I want to bring him in, if I may. So thank you for your call. Always a pleasure to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So I'll say good night to you. Larson, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
John, I totally agree with you. I think you came up with a wise solution regarding the Palestinian Israeli issue. So I think we need to go ahead and smash the equipment.
Not the people, the equipment. Make it possible for them to fight a war.
Exactly. And why don't we impose a no-fly zone like it happened in Libya? They can't do it right now. I mean, what's the problem with imposing a no-fly zone on Israel? And I'm sure. But how much longer can we wait for somebody to step in? And I think the Egyptian scan regarding just trying to negotiate a peace.
Yeah, I agree with you, Larson. I'm going to have to let you go. We've got more callers coming in. The phone lines are building up. So, bye for now, Larson. Gloria, are you there, Gloria? New York. We seem to have lost Gloria. Okay, Nathan in Arizona. Nathan, can you hear me?
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, we have you online. You are on the air.
Okay. I don't want to come across as insensitive. I think I share the same feelings with everybody when it comes to people that kill kids, no matter what, in any kind of situation. For any reason, killing kids is just flat out wrong. I just want to ask you guys if how many times has the Palestinians come together as a united people and practiced their right of self-determination? And then, as well, why isn't the international right of self-determination discussed and worked upon more? Because it seems to work in certain instances. It definitely worked for Israel. And it seems to work in small situations and in big situations. And sometimes it doesn't work. A lot of times it doesn't work. It's actually very hard to achieve, but it's simple in concept. And I'm perplexed at why people don't discuss the right of self-determination on a more consistent basis when it comes to freedom and liberty.
Well, that is the question, because it doesn't suit the geopolitical rulers of this planet. That's why.
I don't hear it talk among these circles either.
Yeah, but I mean, it is so the policy of self-determination for the individuals in a nation is actually part of the UN Charter.
Right.
And of course, it's ignored in these situations. And if people start talking about the issue of self-determination in various nations, then it's okay if it is allied with the Anglo-American Zionist Alliance. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you can have it.
Seems to be.
But if it goes against the Anglo-American Zionist Alliance, forget it. You are going to be ridiculed.
And that's the big challenge, right? That's the biggest challenge. But it is up to the a people to actually, you know, notify and come together and unify as that people and you know, make it known to the family.
We're coming into a break now, Nathan. Sorry about that.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial.